Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Brandon here at Grapevine CrossFit, and this is the Grapevine CrossFit podcast. I hope that you're having a great day and finding a little bit of value in what we got going on here. Today, I want to discuss a little bit. This is episode 28, by the way. Rolling right along. But I want to discuss a little something that I was having a conversation with a client the other day that I feel like is pertinent information for every person out there. I'm going to call it the low-hanging fruit episode, okay? There's this concept, if you don't know what it is, that we call low-hanging fruit. And what that is, it's something that's easy for you to grasp or change today. What is the easiest thing in your life to make a change to is kind of what this is saying. Or just what's in the closest reach for you to do, whether it's your training, your lifestyle, something at work. Okay, so that's the concept of low-hanging fruit. And this conversation developed because we started mapping out the next couple months' goals through the end of the year. And this person wanted to hit certain parameters or had some certain things in mind. And with those things in mind, we started picking off what was the easiest thing to work on today that would have the biggest effect over the next 2 months. So I wanted to go through these things with you a little bit, and maybe this is something you can take home and figure out where the quote unquote low-hanging fruit is in your life that you can make adjustments to. And this started with the fact of training. Typically, when somebody wants to lose weight or feels like they need to make a better gain in the gym with their progression, the first thought is to work out more. And this is completely false, because if there's certain things in your life that aren't in order, then more working out is not going to help the situation and can probably exacerbate the problem. Okay. So keep that in mind as you're going along. If you're somebody that has the thought of more is better, 99.999% of the time, it's not. Unless you have what I'm about to talk about fixed, ready, in order, stowed away, whatever you want to call it. Number one, and I've touched on these a lot, y'all. Number one is water. Are you drinking enough water every single day? Okay. It doesn't have to be a gallon. It needs to be more than just an 8 ounce glass. This conversation, this topic gets kind of funny with folks because the answers are all over the map. A lot of us drink too much coffee, and in that effect, while it can be hydrating in its own sense, limits water consumption. Anybody who drinks a fair amount of coffee knows what I'm talking about. You just don't drink a whole lot of water around the times that you drink coffee unless you're deliberate about it. But you need to make sure that you're getting plenty of water through the day. General rule is, I think it's like an ounce per kilo of body weight. If you need to figure out how to convert your weight to kilos, you take your body weight and divide it by 2.2. I think another kind of rule with the water is outside of that, because I feel like it's still kind of low, especially in the summertime, and especially for people that train consistently. You don't need to be drinking so much water that your urine is clear all the time and you have to pee every 10 minutes. A slight coloration or discoloration to it is probably right where you want to be, meaning a little hint of yellow, unless you're consistent on your vitamins or something like that, and it's always some sort of like neon green color because of B vitamins or whatever. But a slight discoloration is kind of what you're looking for so that you know that you're hydrated. And the purpose of being hydrated is, I like to use the beef jerky analogy. If you've ever had jerky, it's dehydrated meat. If you're consistently dehydrated, your muscles and cells aren't as pliable as they can be. Okay, your muscles mainly. Your cells, hydrated cells, are just healthier. but your muscles mainly need to be hydrated because of the jerky analogy. The more dehydrated you are, the more at risk of injury that you are. That means muscle pulls, muscle tears, muscle rips, tendon snaps, those kind of things. And just more kind of soreness, aggravated little nitpicky injuries tend to happen when you're not consistently hydrated. Speaking of, I'm going to have some water real quick. So now that I've beat water to death on other episodes and this one, the next one is stretching. Okay. Now let me back up real quick. All these things I feel like are low-hanging fruit because of the fact that you can literally start them today, okay? And then the last one I'll talk about, which I'll get into that in a minute, I'll explain why it can be low-hanging fruit, but for most of us, it really isn't. So the first three are going to be important for you. So the next one is stretching. How often are you stretching? I know in here, we have a lot of folks that like to sneak out of the gym as soon as the stretching starts to happen. Shame on you, even if we have 10 minutes of class left. But I get it. We have places to be. Stretching sucks. It's not fun. Just like hydrating, it will keep your muscles pliable, flexible. You need to be doing it. And for those of us that sit long durations during the day, or we stand long durations of the day, it's important to get your stretching in. And if you're overly active, guys, the purpose of lifting weights is to build your muscles. And when you're built, your muscles are being broken down and building on top of themselves, they get tighter. Over time, as they get tighter and you're not stretching and you try to do things that you originally could do, you're at risk for injury, right? Think about somebody who's done curls their whole life, right? The standard kind of training regimen of doing curls tightens your biceps over time. And so you see folks that have arms that can't straighten out. And that's exactly it. And then you get them up onto a pull-up bar and start doing toes to bar, kipping pull-ups, those kind of things. And you start getting shoulder problems or elbow problems because those muscles have tightened up so long over time. And now they're being elongated again through those movements. It causes problems. That's what's happening to those little areas, your hips, your lower back, your knees. Because we're not consistently negating the abuse that we're doing to ourselves. So are you stretching? And that means, quite honestly, 15 to 20 minutes a day, every single day. If you can't do that, make sure you try to do it 3 to 5 days a week. But for the most part, having conversations with people again about what their days look like, we have time in the evenings to do this. You just have to be intent about it. Intention is huge with all of this. Are you constantly focusing on what you're doing through the day? Because a lot of us, we're sitting down in the evening, relaxing, watching some TV. There's no better time than when you're relaxing to get some stretching on, because you can kill two birds with one stone. You can relax into a stretch. There's something that I had heard passed on. I want to say it was from Kelly Starrett, I believe, who is like the master of mobilizing, but he called it the wine timer. And that's taking a glass of wine. They would have their glass of wine at night, and you stretch while you're having that glass. And by the time it's gone, you've probably stretched enough, unless you're a fast drinker. But the idea is you can't really drink it while you're stretching. And then you migrate to another stretch, take a drink, move on to your other side, so on and so forth. So there's another way you can enjoy your stretching. Third one is diet. And this is another dead horse beating here, but diet is pretty big, y'all. We have full control of what we put in our mouths. And that's really all I need to say about that. If you can clean your diet up, if you can eat more vegetables, get an adequate amount of protein in, polish that off with your needs for energy, which is carbohydrates and fats, you're going to do well. It's that simple. Don't overdo it on the carbohydrates. Don't overdo it on the fat. Adequate amounts of protein every meal and a good amount of vegetable matter. Now, I've talked about the plate method with this. Real quick, we can sum it up. Imagine your plate, cut it in half. One half is all vegetables, mostly greens. Then cut the other half into two halves. So now you have a quarter, and a half. Your half is filled with vegetables. One of those quarters is filled with your protein. The other quarter is filled with a starchy carbohydrate, whether that's something like sweet potatoes, white potatoes, rice, pasta. If you can handle or know that you handle gluten, that's great. You can add that stuff in. They make a really good, I know we eat a lot of bonza pasta, which is a chickpea pasta, which is a really good substitution for full wheat pasta. So something like that. So you got your plate. And if you can consistently do this for, I say 3 to 4 meals a day, then you're going to do just fine. Now, the one piece I did leave out was depending on your protein source. If your protein source tends to be on the fattier side, you probably don't need to add any fat. If your protein source tends to be on the leaner side, like chicken or fish, unless it's a full fat fish like salmon, you might need to add a little bit of fat. So take a very small sliver that looks something like maybe a quarter to a half of an avocado, a dash of olive oil, something like that to go ahead and get in some more energy dense calories that are in the form of fats. But again, 3 to 4 times a day for those that maybe want to gain a little bit of weight or are people that lose weight very easily, it may look like 5 times a day, unless you're supplementing around your workout, which we've done super in depth about, but we can go into that maybe in a later episode as well. So the last thing, those are your first 3 low-hanging fruits that you can change today that will make a big difference in your life. Okay, whether it's training, sleeping better, which we're going to talk about sleep here in a second, sex life, because you're rested, your temperament, around your family, around your friends, because you are feeling better, your complexion, your training in the gym, your ability to recover. These 3 things can aid in that. And they're very easy to change today. So the last one we'll talk about is sleep. Sleep's a big one. Now, the conversation I was having with this client is that we drew out his timeline. You know, for him to get into the gym in the morning, for the most part, right now it's a little flexible given everything going on in the world with COVID and whatnot, because this person is working from home. But on a regular day, this person would be in the office by, I think it was between 8 and 9 o'clock, and be home a little after, by 6 o'clock, I think. So most of the day is dedicated to that. Now, if he wants to spend time with some children, with the children in the evening, you know, you're looking at, you can't really throw in a workout in the evening because of the need to want to spend time with your family, which I totally understand, having a family myself. You want that time. And then you need some time to decompress from the day, which is a good time to stretch. So let's say you get home by 6, kids are in bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock, unless they're older, they may be a little bit later, and then you're getting to bed sometime after that, unless you're being intent on your bedtime. And what I find is most likely for most adults, especially with kids, this is going to be between 9 and 11 o'clock. Okay, so that leaves us in the morning of having to go work out at 5:30. There's a lot of folks out there that will tell you, don't work out unless you get like 8 hours of sleep a night. But realistically, it's just not possible. So that's why I'm saying there's 3 other things in your day that you can control. Sometimes you just can't control your schedule, especially when you have kids, especially when you have obligations, and especially when you know you need to get into the gym. So this person comes to the gym in the morning, goes to work, has a full day of work, has some obligations with the kids in the morning and in the evening, has obligations with wife in the evenings as well. And so there's just not a lot of extra time to squeeze out. I think we were able to manage like, hey, if you can get an extra hour, that's great. But that means you're going to bed you know, like 8:30 or 9 o'clock or so. So it's just not the biggest thing without completely shuffling a schedule. Now, can it be done? Yes. But in this instance, it would benefit you more by focusing on the other three first and then attacking your sleep, because by focusing on the other three, you might start getting better sleep, more quality sleep. So the time that you're able to get is actually more meaningful than what it is currently. Okay, so this is what I mean by the low-hanging fruit scenario. Think about the things that are low-hanging in your life. This goes for training too, and I'll touch on this really quick, and then you can get on with your day. But the training load, sometimes something holding you back from making progress is not something that needs to take more time. It just needs more focused effort. A good example of this is we've been focusing on handstands over the last 10 weeks, like every, to maybe even 12. Every like Wednesday-ish, for the most part, we throw in a gymnastics warm-up. And in this gymnastics warm-up, a focal piece has been pistols, and which is a one-legged squat, and handstands. And the progression seen just by a small amount of work over the last 10, 12 weeks has been really cool to see. People that were not comfortable kicking up are now comfortable kicking up. People that couldn't do a handstand are now being able to do handstands. People who couldn't walk are now able to walk. People who can do push-ups are now able to do handstand push-ups. The list goes on. And you look at the time adds up. This small amount of time adds up over time, right? So the point is, it just doesn't take much, and it's a very low-hanging thing. Hey, let's throw in 10 minutes of gymnastics works once a week and look how far it's gotten you. Now imagine if you throw in an extra 5 glasses of water a day, every day, what is that going to look like for you in the next 10 weeks? Or imagine that you stretch 10 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week for the next 4 weeks. What's that going to look like for you? Are you feeling better? And then lastly, imagine you clean up your diet and you eat good 7 days a week versus 4 days a week. What's that going to look like for you in 30 days? Low-hanging fruit. Think about those things that are low-hanging in your life and how you can tackle them. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, Brandon@grapevinecrossfit.com. I'd love to help you find that low-hanging fruit so that you can start making those little changes for the better part, for the betterment of your life. I hope you have a good day. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. If you ever have anything that you want to talk about or hear on this podcast, again, send me a message, Brandon@grapevinecrossfit.com. I appreciate all of you for listening and taking the time out of your day. We will catch you next time.